NFL Roundup, Week 14. I'm Steve Carney. A pair of NFC teams looking to keep pace to try and chase down the Lions for the top conference playoff seed and a first-round bye. The Vikings start by doubling up the Falcons. This report from correspondent Gary McKillips.
Sam Darnold spoiled Kirk Cousins' return to Minnesota as he threw for 5 touchdowns in leading the Vikings to a 42-21 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Cousins played for Minnesota from 2018 to 2023, but he was no match on Sunday for the Vikings' current signal caller, Darnold, who hit on 22 of 28 passes for 347 yards and no interceptions.
Just the way that we were able to kind of pull away in that second half, our defense getting big turnovers, special teams coming up with that huge turnover in there. They're into the field, and we were able to capitalize.
Darnold threw 3 scoring strikes to Jordan Addison and a pair to Justin Jefferson. Cousins went 22 of 37 for 344 yards, but had 2 interceptions, one late in the fourth quarter, that stymied the Falcons' attempt for a comeback.
Meanwhile, the other team trying to track down Detroit, the Eagles, nearly trip up, but hold on for a victory over the Panthers. Correspondent Michael Luongo reports.
Jalen Hurts, a 4-yard touchdown pass to Grant Calcaterra early in the fourth quarter to give the Eagles a 22-16 win over the Panthers. It was the second touchdown pass by Hurts, who also had a 1-yard touchdown run to give Philadelphia their 9th straight win.
We all have big goals and want to be able to be the last team standing.
Saquon Barkley ran for 124 yards to set the franchise record for most rushing yards in a single season that was set by LeSean McCoy back in 2013.
Being a fan of Shady's growing up and seeing the spectacular things he was able to do with the ball in his hand and, to be able to have my name match with him. Definitely means a lot.
The Buccaneers regained possession of first place in the NFC South with a 28-13 win over the Raiders. Baker Mayfield threw for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns in the victory.
We'll take wins. I don't really care how it looks, but we're offensively, we'll have to be a lot more consistent for us to be able to make this push that we want to do, and we know that. So that's why there's more games left.
The Raiders lost quarterback Aiden O'Connell to a knee injury in the third quarter. At 7-6, Tampa Bay moves into the number 4 seed in the NFC playoff picture. The Steelers are now 2 games ahead of the Ravens for the lead in the AFC North with 4 games to play after a 27-14 win over the Browns. Russell Wilson threw a pair of second-half touchdowns in the win.
We just got a little bit crisper. We got a little bit better. I think that it felt like the first half was just both sides of the ball was just kind of, but both teams, was just kind of, game had to kind of get started a little bit sometimes. That's just, you can't panic in those situations. It's a fourth quarter game for a reason.
Pittsburgh is 10-3. Cleveland falls to 3-10. Jonnu Smith's 10-yard touchdown catch in overtime gives the Dolphins a 32-26 win over the Jets.
When my time comes, it's got to be there to make the play when it counts. So extremely, man, I love this team, man. The resolve we got, no blink, no flinching. I'm just, beyond proud of this team, man, and for us getting that victory how we did today.
The loss is the Jets' 9th in their last 10 games, but at 3-10, they have the best record of the teams that play at MetLife Stadium. That's because the Giants fall to 2-11 and 0-7 at the Meadowlands this year with a 14-11 defeat at the hands of the Saints, who again lost quarterback Derek Carr to injury. Saints defensive tackle Brian Brzee blocked the potential game-tying 35-yard field goal attempt with just 10 seconds remaining in regulation.
Things aren't always going to go in your favor, and I think having a team that's able to respond and close out that game, the way that we did, I think shows a lot of character, never giving up, never quitting, and playing to the last down.
New Orleans improves to 5-8. And Mac Jones, again in for the injured Trevor Lawrence, leads a 7-play, 81-yard drive midway through the fourth quarter for the Jaguars' only touchdown, enough to beat the Titans 10-6.
I know it's really hard to win in the NFL, and I've learned that the hard way, and I've always, followed that mantra of just a win's a win, and you can play really well and lose and play not so good and win, and it just takes that one or two plays each game. So I told the young guys that's the learning lesson here, and I feel like we played with a little bit more swag today.
Both teams are 3-10. Josh Allen's big afternoon is not enough for the Bills to get a road win in L.A. Correspondent Mark Myers reports on a wild contest at SoFi Stadium.
Matthew Stafford passed for 320 yards with 2 touchdowns as the Rams overcame a record-setting performance by Josh Allen to beat the Bills 44-42. Puka Nacua had an exceptional game, 12 receptions for 162 yards with a score, and he also found the end zone on a 9-yard run.
Fantastic. Being able to feel like, man, this is what it feels like when the Rams are moving on all and connecting on all cylinders.
Allen threw for 342 yards while becoming the first player ever to pass for three touchdowns and rush for three in the same game. L.A. improves to a 7-6 record. Buffalo had its seven-game winning streak snapped. They are now 10-3.
Meanwhile, a career day from a Seahawk helped Seattle stay atop the NFC West. This report from correspondent George Tanner.
Zach Charbonnet rushed for a career-high 134 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Seahawks to their fourth straight win, a 30-18 victory over the Cardinals. The 23-year-old second-year player also caught seven passes for 59 yards.
The line, the receivers downfield blocking, tight ends went out there and balled out. You know, they just made it easy for me. All I had to do was make a dude miss or two and just was able to just work like that. So, you know, I give all credit to those guys up front.
Geno Smith threw for 233 yards and a touchdown as Seattle improves to 8-5. For the Cardinals, Kyler Murray threw for 259 yards and two scores, but he also threw back-to-back interceptions in the first quarter. Arizona's now lost three consecutive games, falling to 6-7.
And the 49ers spoil Thomas Brown's debut as Bears interim head coach. Brock Purdy throws for 325 yards and a pair of touchdowns as San Francisco beats Chicago 38-13. The 49ers improved to 6-7, while the Bears fall to 4-9. Finally, on Sunday night, the Chiefs earn another division title in nail-biting fashion. This report from correspondent Greg Eklund.
A 31-yard field goal by Chiefs place kicker Matthew Wright as time ran out lifted them to a 19-17 win over the Los Angeles Chargers. After the two-minute warning, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes completed a first-down pass to Travis Kelce to set up the game-winning field goal.
We were able to have a good last drive there to get us in field goal range. As long as we have a chance to go out there and have the football and make a play happen, I feel like we're going to make it happen. And giving Matthew the chance to kick the field goal, and he knocked it through.
Matthew Wright's kick actually hit the left upright and bounced through. It was the Chiefs' seventh straight win over the Chargers and ninth straight AFC West title.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.